So you weren't expecting to be doing this weekend. Walk us through just a little bit again how and when you found out that next on deck for the All-Star game.
Yeah, we played yesterday at home 2:00, and us and the Marlies were all on the flight to Toronto at 8:00, and my wife and I were just heading home to relax at home in just outside Detroit. So when we landed in Toronto at 10:30, we had a connection to Windsor in an hour, and when I walked off the plane, the coach, GM, and trainer were standing there and whispered at me to come over, and so it was an unexpected surprise, but I mean, anytime you get named to an All-Star team, it's a big honor, so here now. So.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question. You know, you got your wife with you, you're heading home, you've got your plans set. Was there any hesitation as to whether or not you would accept and go? Or?
I only looked at my wife to ask her because tomorrow was her birthday. So I just, but no, she gave me a thumbs up. She said it's, you know, she kind of echoed what I was thinking with, you know, it's an honor to go. And actually, last time I played in Atlantic City, she wasn't able to come, so it was nice. Now she gets to come to one. So.
Excellent. So what does it mean to you to be among the people that are in this room and be selected?
I mean, there's a lot of good players in this room and probably a lot of guys that are going to have promising NHL careers. So it's nice to have a lighter side of things. You know, you're not battling each other on the ice. And once you get in the locker room, it's, you know, everyone's becomes friends pretty quick, and you get to meet some new guys that you didn't know.
Where does this rank? You know, you spent some time up in Montreal with the Canadiens playing in the NHL this season already as well. Does this compare to that as far as memorable moments, or, you know, is it just kind of a separate, unique moment in your career?
Yeah, it's different, I think. You know, I kind of talked to my wife about this. I said, you know, how many years are you going to play pro and how many All-Star games are you going to play in? So, you know, it's an All-Star game, and like I said, it's a privilege, but it's just a different excitement, a different memory bank. So it's still a big honor to be here. So.
On the other side of that, how did it feel being up at the show for a couple months there?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, that's, you know, a first-class organization and original six teams, so the fan support is surreal there. It's crazy, and you know, I played some good games there and was able to put some points up and help out the team, and we got some wins. So you know, like everyone else, trying to get back there and you know, continue to see them do well.
Got anything up your sleeve for tonight's skills competition? Haven't had much time to think about
short notice, so I think leave the crazy stuff to the younger guys. They got bigger imaginations. I'll just try to score.
It's kind of crazy that you're away from the team from the Ice Caps for roughly 2 months, and you're still leading the team in scoring. It speaks to the kind of season you've been having.
Yeah, it's, you know, something, you know, it's a stats, I guess, that you know, it is what it is kind of thing. I think there's lots of players on that team that you know, can put the puck in the back of the net and have done that. And you know, when I was gone, they were continuing to win games, and you know, a lot of overtime games, but still winning games. So that's a credit to them, and you know, probably how well balanced we are, that, you know, it didn't matter that, you know, one or two guys were gone, different guys were able to step up, and different guys every night. So
last time we talked to you in Albany, you said that you it was kind of a surprise for you that you were one of the older guys and having to be a bit of a mentor. Then right after that, you got to work with the Canadiens. Who did you learn things from? Which players of the Canadiens did you learn things from while you were there?
You know, almost every one of them. I mean, you know, I'm probably on the quieter side. I don't, you know, initiate loud stuff in the locker room, so I kind of just sit back and watch different guys. I mean, I've had the opportunity to play, you know, in Carolina for 2 years and play with, you know, Eric Staal and different guys like that, and just watch what they do, and I think you pick up a little bit of everything from everyone, and you kind of incorporate that. So you know, they have great leaders with you know, Pacioretty and Weber. I mean, you know, Weber is lucky enough I was able to play in Nashville when he returned, and to see that, you know, standing ovation and the emotion in that, I mean, that just goes to show what kind of captain he was, and I see that when I was up there in Montreal. He's a tremendous leader and a tremendous player and a great person. So
you